This is Justin.
This is Eric.
And this is our review of Disappointed, the sixth track from Nine Inch Nails' new album, Hesitation Marks. Ooh, that was like... like fucking... Echo. What do you think?
Well, I definitely feel like if there is a point where Trent Reznor is trying to figure out what people are thinking, this is where he's addressing them straightforward. This might be directed towards us since we're a reviewer of his album at this point. but this is, you know, I think this is, lyrically, this is probably the most aggressive song.
Yes, for sure.
Because he's basically saying, if you don't like this, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
And I know that no matter what I put out, somebody's going to be disappointed in it and say, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
Yep.
And like we said in the last review, you know, even though we are looking at these songs individually and kind of breaking them apart and talking about the good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful in each one of these, we're along for the ride. We bought the ticket,
yep.
Taking the ride. And here's like something that I think just in general, and this will really come into play on the next song coming up tomorrow. But, and I've said this before about other artists and other creative people. For example, I will take a crappy Terry Gilliam movie over just about anybody else's regular best movie they could possibly do.
True.
And I think for Trent Reznor and for Nine Inch Nails and the music that is here, I would say the same thing. Like, I'm gonna listen. I'm going to try and figure out what's going on. I'm going to see, you know, how things work out. So, obviously, like, that's the thing that comes to the forefront on this particular tune. I love, like, the melody stuff towards the end that sounds like he's incorporating world music or something in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
My first thought was, very simply, the first thing I wrote down was, interesting exclamation point. And you know that if I use an exclamation point, I'm fucking serious.
Yeah, you are.
That's the shit. Yeah, what's funny is you were talking about, like, how, you know, this is kind of like a fuck you to people who are questioning what he does and, like, that kind of stuff. And I think what's interesting is, like, that again, and this kind of goes back to the fourth track on the album, Find My Way, which is, like, this feels like something new to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like the next step, you know, like there's a couple tracks on this album that feel like they all go really well together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they all go really well together anyway, but I feel like there's a couple tracks on the album that are like, feel like they're cohesive, you know, together, and Find My Way is one of them, and Disappointed is one of them.
I just thought, like, he could have taken those and
built an album
just around those.
Around those ones. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, one of the notes I wrote down was, this is the next step, mm-hmm. Which I think is just kind of like a cool, you know, way of saying, like, you know, this is like in the evolution chart that starts with like a monkey and ends with Trent Reznor. This song would be the part after Trent Reznor. I don't know, what would that be like?
Trent Reznor. He's got like a space suit on.
Yeah. Oh, a top hat. And he's like, hello, I'm Trent Reznor. No? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, the previous track, All Time Low, I felt like I love the lyrics in this song.
Yeah.
I think that they're great. I love, like, the little, like, creepy, like, muffled underwater, like, I'm drowning,
yeah,
aspect of it. And then it kind of, like, pops to the forefront, mm-hmm, like, after, over time. Yeah, I really like this track. I really don't have a lot to say about it, because I just kind of find myself, like, every time I listen to it, kind of, like, getting more lost in it.
Yeah.
So.
And this, again, it's, like, this is another one of those songs that I really feel like has a common thread that takes it back to some of the downward spirals, more aggressive, like, guitar parts. And even, into, like, Broken and, like, some of that kind of stuff where there's similar tones and there's similar, like, stacking and guitar noises. But then it goes to that other place. It goes to this new level of what Nine Inch Nails is.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really, I think that it's totally a conscious choice that he's doing that. And I don't think that it's necessarily that he's like that he wants to, like, hold our hands and be like, okay, I remember what Nine Inch Nails used to sound like, and it's okay. We're going to do this thing also. I think he's really sort of, I think he's reaching a point, you know, where he's sort of thinking about who he used to be and how he used to make music and what that music sounded like and what his life is like now and how all of that stuff sort of fits together. It's like, you know, when you're 20 years old or 25 years old, like, you're still finding yourself and you're not thinking about, like, oh, when I was 8, I really had it all figured out. And, you know, you don't do that. But, you know, when you've been successful the way that Trent Reznor has been, and you've had so many different facets to your career, you know, I didn't think we would ever be talking about Trent Reznor winning an Oscar or any of that kind of
stuff. Or 25 years later.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah. I mean, did he think that he was going to live to be this old? I definitely didn't think that I would live to be this old.
You are 80.
I am 80. So I feel like it's really interesting that he's definitely, like, looking forward and making new music that sounds different, but he's also connecting the dots to what he used to do as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said before, like, for me, you know, I'm not, like, a purist in that, like, I want him to just, you know, keep rehashing the same shit over and over again.
Right.
But, yeah, I believe me, like you said before, like, my harshest critique of this album, is still, you know, pretty glowing in comparison to, like, anything that's on the radio or, you know, anything like that, so.
And I think even thinking back to, like, the last few albums of Nine Inch Nails, I don't think that I've felt this good about an album this soon. Like,
do you think it's because there's so many, like, parallels between this and Downward Spiral, including the artist, Russell Mills, and there's 14 tracks, same exact thing. Oh my god, I feel like a kid again. anything else?
No, I think that we've kind of covered.
Yeah. I mean, I like this stuff. I like this track. So, yeah, you know, I always have less to say about things I like.
Yeah.
I'm always like, it's good. Go listen to it, idiot.
Yeah. Which means that tomorrow's review is probably going to be about 56 minutes long.
Oh, no! Oh, no! All right, well, join us tomorrow.
If you haven't bought the album yet, pick it up on nin.com.
You could also try to sing Amazon.
Or iTunes.
Or,
there's a guy out on the corner that's selling a disc. It says Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails? That's it.
You can try getting it from him, but I can't guarantee the quality.
I think you also have to buy, like, a bag of mangoes.
I like mangoes.
I love mangoes. Fuck, they're so messy, though.
They're
so hard to cut. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you had food night the other night, you had mangoes?
Yeah.
We left, and Kathy was like, that was so good. How do they cut those mangoes? I swear to God, she was. She was like, she said that. And every time I fucking eat a mango, I feel like Cookie Monster eating a cookie. I'm like, I got it all over my shirt and shit. And, like, I'm like, how much mango did I really eat?
It's like cotton candy, though. It's just, like, so sweet.
It is.
So join us tomorrow where we will talk about
mangoes.
No, what's the next
one? Oh, everything.
We're going to talk about everything.
The song. Not, like, in the world. That'd be ridiculous. Yeah. I don't got that kind of time to be devoting to this shit.
And maybe I'll talk about my secret to cutting mangoes.
Secret.